Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is loading. SteveJonesShow.com audio is sponsored by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call them at 800-609-9484 or visit them online at REWfinancial.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome back to the Steve Jones Show. Thursday edition sponsored by REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Find them online at REWfinancial.com. Steve is in the Sunbury Motors studio today, where I will I'm very excited to be joining him tomorrow in the Sunbury Motors studio, along with the Chief Dave Ritchie on our way to Hollidaysburg. It's our mid-trip break.
I know, and there'll be plenty of refreshments there and probably some turkey sandwiches for the lads.
I was hoping so, because we're not going to be able to get a chance to get dinner, so I was kind of hoping that there would be like finger sandwich or thing.
You get nothing and you'll like it.
Yeah, there's a surprise.
Steve, you're not putting the buffet out tomorrow for Kevin and the Chief.
Are you showing up?
I can't. Actually, no. I'm going to be here in the studio with you.
There'll be no buffet.
All then. Right.
Wow, you're a great host.
Well, you know,
I'll stop at Brewer's Outlet on the way and, you know, bring some chip. No.
Take out some things
in
the pickle bar.
Here. I will have something here for you. Yeah. Okay? Believe me, I have so much junk food around here.
You know,
right now.
And lucky the Dave Ritchie can be the food taster for you, Kevin.
That's a good point. I don't think Dave wants to do that now that you mention it. He's going to second guess everything. He's going to think about that twice.
Oh, no, Kev, we wouldn't do that to you. I mean, after all, with the sports knowledge that you throw out here every single day, it's invaluable.
It would be a shame to lose that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a terrible loss.
Yes, it would be. Terrible loss.
Steve, Kevin is so excited about seeing the epicenter of the Steve Jones Show and broadcast journalism in general. He's can't wait to be out there tomorrow.
He doesn't think Aaron Rodgers should play.
I know.
If you don't practice, if you can't play, you shouldn't practice. I'm sorry. I got a problem with that.
How can you possibly even think that? There are certain injuries where you can practice, but you're not physically ready to play yet. Okay, so you practice so you stay sharp.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think you should be, if you're not cleared to practice or play, you shouldn't be allowed to practice either.
Yeah, but you practice until you're not cleared, okay? Yeah. All the MRIs for him have been on, what's today? Thursday. So he practices Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. They go to Thursday's practice. They get the results of the MRI back. Okay, not cleared to play. Okay, because they're not doing contact. So if you're not cleared for contact, you can't play. There is no contact in practice.
And this is a huge game. I mean, the dollars and cents implications of the Bears-Packers loser and winner is really measured in the millions of dollars.
You know, and this is, you know, it's going to be at Soldier Field. It just, you know, Clay Matthews won't play, but here's the other part. Randall Cobb might play. And that's been another, you know, the Green Bay has been decimated by just terrible injuries. Rodgers out. Cobb's been out. You know, Cobb's one of the better kickoff return guys in the NFL, which, by the way, every time I watch one of these kickoffs run back, like one goes to the five, to the goal line, you know who I think of? Kevin in the preseason lamenting over and over and over again that the kickoff's out of the game, no kickoff return tear, why bother doing it? And I said, look, by the time they get to November and December, they'll be returning kicks left and right.
And they have been.
Yeah, but is it because the kickers are kicking it shorter so they can actually do make a play? Or, I mean, what's the difference? Why is it in September they were kicking the ball into the fifth row?
Two reasons.
Okay.
Number one, okay, you're tired in late November and December compared to how fresh you were in August and September. And number two, it's colder.
It's weather.
Yep. You know, you're kicking into wind. You can't get the same punch on the ball that you had earlier because the ball, just because of the cold conditions, is harder.
Yeah.
You know, not as much give. So there are a lot of reasons as to why you have kickoff returns now, and that's why I said back in August, your favorite month, that when we got to like the months like Bob and I enjoy, the ones where people are actually playing.
Yeah, where things matter.
Yeah, that you would see more kickoff returns. You regret the August thing, don't you?
We have beaten that horse to death.
There's a lot of things on this show that I've regretted in the last several years. But Doug in Wellsboro's on the line.
Doug, I apologize because my screen, by the way, Kev's not showing it. So
yeah.
All right.
Just so you know, I'll have to reboot that. Doug, thanks. How are you, buddy? Happy holidays to you and yours, Doug.
Thank you very much. Same to you. Hey, you guys were talking about John Kitten earlier. If you read that article on him, it's pretty interesting. The background of that, he's a math teacher, but when he went to teach school, he actually asked for the troubled kids or the kids that were having the most difficulty, and he turned them around. So it's pretty interesting.
It's what my son does up in Chelmsford, Massachusetts. He teaches high school up there, and the same concept. So I know exactly what he's talking about.
Since they signed him, I don't think Roma's going to play, is he?
Oh, no, they only carry two quarterbacks to begin with, but they know they needed a third one, and now it's going to be up to them. You'll be told everything by who's declared as inactive for the game. Okay, that's when we'll know for sure, because one of those three quarterbacks is going to have to be declared inactive for the game.
Hey, something totally different. I hate to keep bringing this up every year, but we've entered another dead period for recruiting, this will be the final week of the NFL, and Bill has his name out there again. Why? Why doesn't he tell his agent, don't put my name out there, don't shop me around, I'm going to stay here, I'm going to make my commitment that I told these recruits. Why is his name even out there again?
All life is a business, Doug, and you cover all your bases in life. And when you cover all your bases in life, just to make sure that something hasn't come along that really, really captures your imagination, both creatively and financially. And I think it's always good to keep your options open. Just because I've stayed here, like take my situation, for example. I've been here forever, right, Doug?
Yeah,
but that doesn't mean I haven't had offers. I mean, I had a serious offer a year and a half ago, and I said no. It's just the way it is, and I didn't put my name out there. They called me, and I said no, and that's just it's just the way it is. Yes, he has an agent, and you have to remember that everybody has talked except him, and I know you want him, which I understand completely, Doug, to definitively say, no, I'm staying. And I completely understand that, especially as a fan, a season ticket holder, an investor in Penn State football. But when I look at what he's done, he said he has so far verbaled with 18 kids. Okay? And he's been going out to high school games, Yankee Stadium, Hershey Park. We had to cut the banquet short so he can get out of there. He did last Friday, Doug?
Recruiting?
Last Friday sat down for a two-hour scheduling meeting on future schedules for Penn State football. Now, why do you go and have yourself your scheduling meeting one-on-one with your scheduler, talking about how to craft future schedules? Isn't that something you can put off until February,
then where is Adam Schefter and these guys getting this stuff that he's the number one candidate or number one college coach candidate? Why aren't they just dipping this in the bud?
Well, that's a good question, Doug, and it's a legitimate question. Because I think, as I said, you want him to come out and say, hey, look, I'm staying no matter what. Remember the first week of January last year, we had him on the show and he did that. And so I completely understand why you want him to say that, because you want to keep him. I want to keep him. I honestly believe he's staying, but that's just me.
Well, here's what I'd said last week, Steve. You know, these guys that we're talking about, LaCanfora and Schefter and all these guys, they have to compete with all these bloggers now out there. So everybody's digging everywhere they can find and any little thing that they can get. And LaCanfora is one of them that I think did this, took little pieces of the puzzle that don't necessarily match up, but kind of forced them together to get to the point that he was trying to prove that Bill O'Brien may be going to the NFL. And I think that's what we're seeing a lot more now of from these reporters than we might have seen, you know, 10 years ago or so. That's just my opinion.
Doug, here's the one part that I want you to understand about this. Everything about his buyout. Okay. When was that done?
Well, it was just redone last summer, wasn't it? The buyout was reduced.
Done, yeah, it was done 11 months ago. Okay, and then they finally hammered out the final language of it and released it, in May? And all the NFL guys act like it just happened 2 weeks ago. Correct?
Correct, yeah. They made a non-story into a story.
Oh, exactly. They made it sound like it was yesterday. That's
right.
What I was laughing about.
Right, and we've known about this, 11 months ago is when I first found out about it. And May, June is when it's online. I mean, anybody can read it. It's been sitting online now for 6 months. Anybody can literally read Bill's contract. Looks very similar to some of the, I was kidding with Jack Ham. I said, gee, the language looks the same. The numbers don't. So, but I'm with you, Doug. I think everybody would like to see him just come out and say, hey, look, guys, I'm staying. Okay?
I don't begrudge him one way or the other. If he wants to go to the NFL, that's his choice. It's a contract. There's not going to be another Joe. We all grew up with Joe. There's not going to be another Joe, period. So, that's just the way the Penn State football is going to be. It's going to be every 10 whatever years we're back in with the rest of the colleges looking for another coach. It's just the way it's going to be. It's just a different mindset for us now, and I really don't begrudge him, but I understand. I know you can't say the names, but like Holly and O'Connor and stuff that the recruits he's bringing in, I agree with you, he's staying, but he lets his name hang out there.
He has to make a decision in as to what he wants to do with his career. And that decision involves, his family situation. And believe me, his family situation is very important, especially his son Jack, who needs special treatment. And they're very happy here. And the school he goes to has been terrific for him. At the same time, if you're in the NFL, you have, for the most part, to deal with a general manager and a player personnel director. Now, you draft, which makes life easier. When you're a college coach, you are the coach, you are the player personnel director, and you are the general manager. So, you have to go with what situation fits you best at the moment. And his name may be floated for NFL jobs, but maybe it's not the NFL job he wants.
Right. If the Patriots came open tomorrow, he would take it.
Now, that might be a different animal, okay? That might be a different animal for Andover's own.
Right. Hey, last thing for Kevin. Hey, what did you think of that Ryan Clark play on the blocked field goal on Sunday?
I saw the replay of it. That's all I can say. I don't understand any of it anymore. Every time I think I figure out the rules, the NFL seems to change them on me. I don't know.
What was this now? Say that again, Doug.
The blocked field goal. The Steelers blocked the field goal. They technically gained possession of it. He was actually down.
Yeah, right.
And they batted it forward. But they didn't call it that way.
Yeah, Doug, I don't get it anymore. I don't.
Doug, it's a topic you can't bring up with Kevin, and here's the reason why. Okay? You know what Bob Buhner, you, and I have in common, Doug?
What's that?
We actually watch the game. Now, Kevin...
yell at the TV.
Now, Kevin, okay, thinks it's bad luck if he watches the Steelers, so he hasn't watched them play in 6 weeks.
And they've won how many of them now, Doug? I'm telling you, I've cracked
and
the code.
So, Doug,
you're not one of those guys... You're not one of those guys that sits with, like, no clothes or something on and watches the game and stuff. You're all superstitious and stuff.
Listen.
Jason Smith used to do that with the Jets.
You're close. I used to put out a Steeler blanket, and it was one day, it was during the playoffs. I don't remember what year. My wife decides to fold up the blanket, and they lose the game on the next two possessions. From that moment on, I yelled at her for doing that, for putting it away. From that moment on, she swore she would never touch anything during a game again. So I don't know. You be the judge, Doug. I'm not sure.
Doug, well, you know, he said that he tells me he goes down to the basement like that Broncos fan in the commercial. So we've come up with a new nickname for him. His new nickname is TK. You know what that stands for?
No clue.
Ted Kaczynski. All right. So...
Listen, well, somebody asked me the other day, they said, if the Steelers win and make it into the playoffs, are you going to watch the playoff game? I said, listen, it's worked well so far. They said, what if they make it to the Super Bowl? I said, well, then we're really going to have to start looking at things then.
Well, the last... I'll let you in a little secret, you guys. The last thing is, I'm with you, Kevin. Whenever Penn State's playing, I have the same routine, too. So, and if things go wrong, I have to change stuff. So
it's only crazy if it doesn't work.
That's correct.
Yeah. Just so you know, Doug, Jack and I feel compelled to watch the game.
Boy.
See, I said I didn't watch the game. I didn't say I didn't listen to the game. There's a difference.
Doug, that's a great call. I had a lot of fun talking with you. I had a lot of fun talking with you today, Doug. I hope everything goes well for you.
Same to you guys.
Thanks, Doug.
Steve, I got JJ and Williamsport on the line for you.
Hi, JJ. How are you today?
Okay, Steve. Listen, on the follow-up on that Bill O'Brien bit, which... I think he should come out and say whether he's staying or not, because Hackenberg was one of his biggest recruits. But at the same time, I listened to a program on an ESPN talk show where a reporter from SI called in and told him, the host of the show, that Bill O'Brien last year fired his agent. And
he did.
He got a new agent. And they turned around and took the $19 million buyout and took it down to a $6 million buyout.
That's true. That's true. In fact, he used to have the same agent as Joe Flacco, and they changed up. And it was 11 months ago that they put this entire negotiation together. They put it online, I think, in May. We've known about it for 6 or 7 months now. It's been sitting there. We've known about the reduced buyout for months and months and months now. It's right there online.
Oh, really?
Oh, sure. This is not a news story. This is a story that, geez, we talked about openly on the air, 11 months ago? And we openly talked about it on the air in May when it was put online. We even read the terms of it on the air.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't catch your show every day, but...
Oh, JJ, that's a sin. It's a sin, my man. Come on.
I try to. I drive cars, but I try to catch your show every day as I can. But
we're having fun with you, JJ.
Right.
We're having fun with you.
It seems like he's doing like a Nick Saban was doing down there. Wouldn't say a thing about the Mac Brown job, that no, I'm not interested or anything like that. He waited till the end where he ended up getting another raise and then comes out and says, no, I have no intentions to go to Texas.
It's business.
I think Bill O'Brien is just, if he's looking around just to get another raise, I don't know.
Well, you know what, JJ? For a guy that is doing that, he is throwing his heart and soul into the Penn State job. I mean, he even looked at everybody at the football banquet, and the last thing he said was, I'll see you next year. And then he left the room at that point because I had to close things down, and he went to Hershey Park Stadium to recruit 15 and 16 recruits, not the 14 guys, but the 15 and 16 guys that he was looking at. Went to Yankee Stadium, was able to get a big recruit there. He had a scheduling meeting last Friday that lasted an hour and a half to 2 hours, looking at future schedules for Penn State and how to craft the non-conference schedule the way they need it in the future now that the sanctions have been reduced. Why bother doing something like that if you're really considering taking something else?
Well, yeah, I agree, because I saw him down at Hershey Stadium after the one game. They were talking to him and everything like that. But at the same time, then why don't you just come out and say it to everybody? If you're sitting down and doing the schedule and everything like that, then why just not come out there and say, hey, I'm not interested, I'm not going nowhere, you know, quash all the rumors.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a fair comment.
Make all the Penn State fans feel at ease.
See, yeah, I kind of look at it like this. I mean, it's like you're – I don't think he's actively, and I don't know him personally by any means. This is just my personal feeling, JJ. I think, you know, he's got an agent out there that thinks if he can find a better deal somewhere along the line, that he'd make the offer. I think teams have come to him. I don't know that he's gone to teams. I think that's the big difference.
And here's the big part of it, too. Okay? He makes sense. Total sense. If I'm an NFL team, I want to know if he has any thought about my job. I want to know that because he's been a coordinator that's gone to the Super Bowl. He's been the CEO of his own program and has been successful with it so far. So if I'm an NFL owner, I'm an NFL general manager, Bill O'Brien is very high on my list for those reasons, and I want to find out through his agent if there's any interest. So that's fine. And you know what? Joe Paterno, we got used to a certain thing for decades, except at the same age and the same experience level, Joe Paterno's name was floated with the Giants, the Steelers, the Raiders, and, of course, we know ultimately the Patriots. Okay, same age, same approximate experience level. That's just the way it is. It's just because it was 40 to 50 years ago, people forget that.
Yeah, I remember the Patriots thing.
Yeah, he was offered 5%. He was offered 5%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yep.
But one other thing. Do you happen to know if they're going to do anything for our national championship girls volleyball team up there?
They'll have them honored at halftime of a basketball game. I mean, they will do that as soon as they're back on campus. Because you have to remember, they've all left home for the holidays.
Back to the 13th,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so yeah, when they come back... Yeah, when they come back, they'll all be introduced at the Bryce Jordan Center. They'll have the national championship trophy with them, and they'll be honored at that particular point. Plus, they'll probably be honored halftime of the blue-white game.
Then they're not going to. In other words, you have to go to the basketball game to see them. I thought they might have something at Rec Hall.
I don't think. Actually, you'll have more people there to honor them if they're at the basketball game than by going to Rec Hall.
I mean,
it's actually better for them because it'll be a Big Ten game. There'll be more people there. The student body will be there. It'll be terrific for them, actually.
I thought they did a terrific job this year, too. Watched every game in their playoff.
Yeah, I mean, they're a really well-rounded team because take, for example, Washington, the team they beat in the semifinal. Zandt is without a doubt the go-to player on that team. Once you get a handle on her, they didn't have a lot of other options. For Penn State, Nia Grant, Deja McClendon,
Ariel Scott.
I mean, they have options left and right. And Katie Slay was probably the finest blocking middle in the country. And then Micah Hancock is also. And the way they pass the ball, I mean, you look at Deja McClendon, she'll get double doubles and kills and digs during the course of a match. So they're just a really well-rounded team that does everything really well and is so balanced, you can't just focus in on one player.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They were definitely a good team. I just wondered how good the Pac-10 was after seeing them do what they did to Washington. Or the Pac-12,
they beat Stanford, too. They beat Stanford, too, Stanford won five. So that's two out of three Pac-12s right there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. But the Big Ten represented themselves well, way well above every other conference.
It's the number one conference in the country, top to bottom, in women's volleyball, and it showed. JJ, got to go to the news.
Okay. Thanks, Dave. Later.
Thanks, buddy. Today's show brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Give Rick a call at 800-609-9484 or go online to rewfinancial.com. News is next.
It is the fight of the unbeaten. Sunbury Motors Ford, Sunbury Motors Kia, and Sunbury Motors Lincoln Hyundai are going to square off to see who can save you the most money. If you're looking for a truck, Sunbury Motors Ford has over 150 F-Series trucks in stock with savings up to $11,500. Commercial truck buyers need to act fast because huge tax breaks end December 31st. Sunbury Motors Kia says, not so fast, big brother. We have the luxurious brand new 2014 Cadenza with $5,000. Knocked off. And 2014 Serenos that start at $22,505. Sunbury Motors Lincoln says, move over, you average brands. Mr. Luxury is entering the ring with $6,000 discounts on all 2013 MKX SUVs starting at $34,855. Coming in at the end with a sucker punch is Sunbury Motors Hyundai with 20 Elantras in stock starting under $16,000 or 0% financing for 72 months. You choose the victor at Sunbury Motors, Hummel's Wharf and Sunbury during the fight of the unbeaten.
REW Financial believes in the value of total commitment. We are a working family who strives to prove strength of character by staying independent and core focused. REW has a commitment to the community and the financial needs of our clients. Let us design your portfolio or retirement strategy. REW Financial Lewisburg, the power of freedom. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. REW Financial is a DBA of REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC, and neither are affiliated with United Planners Financial Services.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Well, show being brought to you today by our good friend Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Give Rick a call at 800-609-9484, or you can go online to rewfinancial.com. I sit here in the current Kevin Herless studio.
But it won't be 24 hours from now.
Yeah, well, that's why they created disinfectant.
Ooh.
Wow. Oh, hang on a minute. Hold on. I think the bleeding stopped. Oh. Yep, it's okay now.
And I say that on behalf of Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, it's 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. It'll be our honor to have Dave Ritchie here tomorrow. All right, so...
Steve, a question for you.
Wait, what time are you getting here?
I think we're planning on leaving at 1:30. We plan on leaving at 1:30. That'll get us out to just about airtime at 3.
Steve, you got time to get out of town.
That's why I wanted to know.
Once again, a clever question.
By the way, I have to clarify something on the bowl pick contest.
Yes.
That, by the way, I have by myself. Steve didn't want anything to do with it, but I forced him into it. Steve is now 5-1.
Oh.
On the season. I am now even money at 3-3 and quite happy at 3-3. With today's game of Bowling Green in Pittsburgh.
I want to ask you something, Bob. You were with us on the show the other day.
Yes.
On the Hawaii Bowl, Oregon State, Boise State, who did Kevin pick?
I almost passed out when he mentioned the word Boise State.
I said I would Boise State.
He's counting that as a win.
Until the balcony issue. At that point, I had to go toward the Beavers.
Well, how about the fact that... Chris Peterson is no longer with Boise State, and they really didn't have a coaching staff intact for that game in Hawaii. That would have been a clue.
Bob, don't bring up football issues.
Okay, okay, I won't.
Don't do that. Really, it's not going to fit in this conversation.
Steve, I have a quick question for you. You said a year and a half ago you had an offer to leave. Was that when the Shikellamy football job, broadcasting job, came open? You said it was a big time offer, and I was thinking right away.
It might have been a little higher up the ladder.
Southern Columbia?
I want to thank Bob Buhner for being a part of the WKOK sports broadcast team early in this season. Unfortunately, he's not available for the rest of the year now. It's a shame. I'm heartbroken.
Look, it's time now to pick bowl games. Kevin, why don't you go first?
All right. Well, the first game is the Little Caesars Bowl. It's Bowling Green in Pittsburgh. From Detroit, Michigan tonight. And I like Bowling Green in this one, coming off of the big win. I think they have been playing some very good football, and Pittsburgh has really played some average football. So I'm taking Bowling Green.
Bob?
Oh, I without a doubt, Bowling Green out of the MAC. How far, you know, when you think about it, the great Pitt programs of the 70s and 80s, the Tony Dorsetts, playing for national championships. Now they're in Little Caesars Bowl in Detroit playing a MAC team. Boy.
Well, at least they're out of Birmingham, because I've been going to that bowl how many years in a row?
I know.
It's like, I mean, after a while, you're like, how many times you got to go? It's one of the reasons, one of the things I liked what the Big Ten did is that starting next year, they're changing up the bowl rotation. And I like the fact that they're changing it up the way they did. They're getting the Holiday Bowl back into the mix. They're getting the Pinstripe Bowl into the mix while still maintaining the Capital One and the Outback and so forth. And obviously the Rose Bowl is always going to be the linchpin of the entire deal for the Big Ten. But at least the Big Ten changed up the bowl rotation a bit as to destinations. And to me, the Holiday Bowl was a huge get for the conference to get them back, because that's one I lamented they had lost.
Is that San Diego?
Yeah, it's San Diego. And then they kept the Hunger Bowl. Kraft is in its last year as the sponsor of it. They'll get a new sponsor next year. But they're moving that game to Levi's Stadium. They're getting it out of AT&T Park, and Levi's Stadium will be the new home of the 49ers in Santa Clara. So that actually, in terms of venue, is a great venue to have a bowl game at that time of the year. So I like that. Pick tonight is Bowling Green. I don't usually go with a MAC team when it comes to a game like this. I don't usually go with a MAC team. But you know what? Bowling Green really played well this year. I liked, Northern Illinois, for whatever reason, they took them out with ease. But I've watched Bowling Green three times this year. They won all three games that I watched, and I was impressed by the way they went about their business. Pitt, on the other hand, I don't know which Pitt team's going to show up, the one that beat Notre Dame or the one that struggled at times. And that's a big issue for me in this one. And also the motivation in this thing. The motivation means something. I'm going to go Bowling Green like you too.
Well, it's all MAC tonight, because it's Northern Illinois, Utah State in the San Diego County, San Diego County Credit Union Poinsettia Bowl.
Jeez.
Poinsettia Bowl, yes. It's in San Diego.
Yeah. That is the second longest name, by the way, of the bowl games. But that one's tonight with Northern Illinois and Utah State.
Yeah, well, I'm going with Utah State.
You know, I like Northern Illinois in this one.
Utah State is a really, really good football team. In fact, I thought they had a real shot at Fresno, playing at Fresno in the championship game. Utah State is really good. I think they'll win the game by at least 10 points. And as I said earlier, I don't know what Jordan Lynch has done in the other games, but I've watched him three times now in his career, and I don't see it, and I don't get it.
Well, you know how much I like the quarterback at Utah State because of his mobility, but I just have never really, in the three games that I've seen Utah State with my eyes like barely wide open, or barely open to see it because it's so late at night, I haven't seen a whole lot of defense from Utah State.
Isn't Utah State's record like 10-3?
Yeah, I think so. Yes, they are, because they played the extra games they played in the championship game. That's why they played 13 games.
Yeah, that's why the 13. I remember when Northern Illinois was playing the Nebraskas and getting beat like 60-0. Mm-hmm. And they did that for a couple of years, and they actually made a lot of money being whipped upon. And I think they've built up a pretty credible program. I'm going to, just on a limb, my head says, Steve, you're right. My heart says, no, this is the law of karma. All those beatings they took years ago are coming back the opposite way, and they're going to win one. So I'm going with the Northern Illinois, and they're the Huskies, I believe, which is near and dear to my heart, Bloomsburg University Huskies. So on pure karma, Northern Illinois.
See, I watched them play Utah and give up 26 points and barely win that game. What was the other one? I think I saw the Boise State game, and they gave up 20-plus there, and then UNLV and gave up 24 in that one.
You mean the same Utah that beat Oregon?
That would be the same Utah, yeah.
Wow.
Thank you. Make sure we have that right.
Yeah.
I didn't say they were shabby opponents.
No.
Hey, but they put 70 up on Weber State.
Look, I don't want... Yeah, right. I mean, I don't want to besmirch the career of Jordan Lynch, who has put up just great numbers. But the three times I've watched him play, twice last year and once this year, I sat back and went, I'm not seeing it. Now, maybe tonight I'll see it, because I'll be frank with you. I'm going to watch both the games tonight, because I just want to kick back, relax, and... I mean, yesterday, all that NBA T-shirt stuff was come on, man. What are we doing?
Well, Chucky Keaton, I'll say this, is fun to watch at quarterback because he is all over the field.
You know,
how is it going to be? Do you have to make a lot of adjustments to going back to watching games when you're...
What?
Yeah. When he... crawls out of the man cave.
Oh, you're talking about... Oh, you're going back to the not watching Steeler game. You know, it's not that I don't watch football, Steve. It's just that I haven't watched a Steeler game in a month.
You know the ball's inflated, right?
Yes. Hey, the one game that we have to pick today, because it'll be too late, is the Military Bowl. Okay. A home game for Maryland taking on Marshall.
I'm going to go with future Big Ten brethren Maryland in that one. I think they're playing the game at Navy Marine Corps Stadium.
They are.
Yes, in Annapolis.
Okay, you know, you ever hear the great Beano Cook story? I think I know I've told you guys this.
Okay. Probably, but I can't think of it now.
Okay, Beano Cook is sitting at Navy Marine Corps Stadium, and up on the facade they have the great battles. And he says to Jim Tarman, this was on the Penn State Radio Network, Jim was the color analyst at the time, he goes, Jim, look at that. Guadalcanal, Iwo Jima, Okinawa. What a schedule. And all of, he says, and all on the road.
There's just something about Beano Cook being such an irascible but yet gifted journalist.
Yeah, I know. Beano.
And on the road.
Piece of work. I remember I had him on at halftime one time. I was at Mellon Arena, and he made all these comments about Penn State left and right, and then we were done. We took off the headset, and he looked at me and he says, Steve, was that okay?
The man who predicted that Ron Palace from Berwick High School would win the Heisman.
Four times.
Yeah.
Four times.
He was only off by four.
Kevin, what's your pick tomorrow?
What, for the Military Bowl? Maryland.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, now tomorrow we'll pick Minnesota, Syracuse, and the Texas Bowl, the Fight Hunger Bowl, and then we'll have to run through some of the Saturday games right through the Bell Helicopter Armed Forces Bowl. There's one that I know you're waiting to see.
Is that still in Fort Worth?
It is still in Fort Worth. Monday, just a little before noon.
Hey, I tell you right now, the way you tease the audience with this stuff is we'll wrap it up in a moment. Today's show brought to you by Rick Weibel and REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Give Rick a call at 800-609-9484, or you can go online to rewfinancial.com. I trust Rick. You will, too, once you meet him. As we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Welcome back. Kevin will be here at the studio briefly tomorrow.
Bob's laughing. He thinks it means something else. Yeah. It's because we have another hour trip to go to Hollidaysburg by the time.
Yeah. What time do you need to be there by?
I like to be there by 5 at least.
That's about a 2.5-hour trip from here.
No, it isn't. It's an hour. I already have it all mileage down.
Steve, what you need to do is wrap up the sandwiches, get them ready. When he knocks on the door, give him the sandwiches, a cold drink, and send him on his way.
I have it all planned out. We leave at 1:30. That should get us out to the chateau about 3. We're there till 3:30. That gives us an hour and a half to drive an hour to Hollidaysburg. And gets us there in plenty of time to talk to Tim Ford for the pregame interview and get all squared away.
And meanwhile, I'll be here with Cody. Cody Jade will be sitting in the Kevin Hurst seat controlling things.
Well done, yes. And our thanks, by the way, to Allie Stevens for the great job she's done today, by the way. It's great to have Allie on board. She's been doing the news top and bottom of the hour. So... yeah, so Kevin will be here tomorrow. Let's see.
Chief's looking forward to it.
Oh, it'll be great. But if the Chief's showing, then I better put out some food.
Yeah, that's why I'm bringing him along, because I knew then you'd be excited.
Yeah, finger sandwiches, something neat. Yeah, it'll be really good.
He does have a good appetite. I've been with the Chief at
I just want to show him a good time.
No, what are the clearances, though, inside the chateau? I mean, is it 8-foot ceilings or 10?
9.
Okay, then I don't think Dave's going to have to duck too much, then. He should be okay.
He is one tall fellow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is. Yeah, and then and having Kevin in here, and then we'll have a complete sweep and clean when it's done. Yeah. So,
wow, that's cold.
Well, what? It is what it is.
By the way, did you shovel the sidewalk? Is the road clear that I could get there?
Yeah, because, because there's liability issues.
Right.
Steve, one thing I think you could do.
We will have to have the barrier with the water removed.
I think it's, whilst Kevin is there, get him to help take down the Christmas decorations.
No.
You're good.
Can't do that.
Oh. No. How long do you keep them up till like April, till the blue-white game?
No, 12.
Keep them 12?
Days.
12 days. Oh, yeah, okay. All
12
right,
days
all right,
of Christmas,
yeah, right.
Kevin, for those
I'm
not
following along
attention.
Now, yes. I'm like, you keep them up till the 12th of January? Why the 12th? Why arbitrarily the 12th? Now I
understand. What do you want me to do? Look at you and say, shalom? What's going on here? Come on.
Russian Orthodox Christmas? I'm not quite sure.
Which is January 7th.
Right, I was going to say, that ain't the 12th.
Yes, I do know that. I do know that. I've known that forever. January 7th is the date of that. So, yes. Yes, so you'll be here tomorrow. Bob, when are you going to come out here?
You know, I'm looking to a Big Ten game maybe, something like that.
Well.
Combine two things.
Speaking of a Big Ten game, we have tickets to the game on Tuesday, so you can spend New Year's Eve with Steve. I didn't even think about it. That actually rhymed. Anyway, you can spend New Year's Eve with Steve and a whole bunch of your Penn State friends at the Bryce Jordan Center. Just go on to Steve Jones Show on Facebook, share the ticket photo, and like the show page, and you'll be instantly qualified.
Good.
That is a good deal.
New Year's
That's
Eve
a good
with
deal.
Steve.
I like it. Absolutely. All I got to do is get through the opening hour tomorrow, and then Bob, you and I will be home free, and we can talk sports.
We'll be sailing.
That's funny. I was thinking the same thing.
And we're going to have to break in Cody on the big board.
I don't really know if it's good to insult the person whose name's on the show.
And we need to work on better programming for Christmas Day sports. The NBA is horrible.
Ugh. Yeah, I know. By the way, our thanks to Franklin Quiete for being on the show today. The Harlan Hill Award winner from Bloomsburg. Franklin, thanks so much. We appreciate the time tremendously. We'll be following how things go for him in the All-Star Game and also in the Combine. Our thanks to Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Give Rick a call, 800-609-9484. Go to rewfinancial.com.